Yep. What else? Who won the award last night?
Well, it was a great night, I thought, on the draft. And credit to Fox Footy, I thought half covered it very well. It was nice and simple. It was slow, but it was simple. It sort of went in pick by pick. Remember when they used to do it in reverse order and pretend and then come back out? I thought it was a great night, and no surprises with Aaron Cadman going at one, so that we'll have him on shortly, actually, in about 25 minutes. So GWS, what did the right thing for their own image and perhaps to have a number one pick? So they could have easily put in a bid on Ashcroft, who probably most people would say is the best player in the comp, but that didn't happen until in the draft, but that didn't happen until pick two. North got involved there, so they matched there. The other interesting ones were obviously Essendon. They went Tsatsis in the end. There was a lot of talk about Philippou, so they went with Tsatsis at number five. And then I thought the other matching was interesting, where the Bulldogs went with Jasper Fletcher at 12 half. Obviously, a Brisbane Lions Academy
player. They bid for Jasper Fletcher at 12, yeah.
So they bid for him. They then had to match, so I think there's just a little bit of angst there. The Dogs thought, we'll just needle the Lions here. Of course, Bevo at the time said the Lions would have to pony up at the best and fairest. He said that about Dunkley. So I thought, we might as well put a little bit in here on Fletcher. So the Lions had to pay
for it. Were you in the room last night with the Bulldogs? Were you in the room?
I was just off camera. Right. So in camera, if you like, but off camera.
Right, okay.
So I was hiding behind. But no, you could tell there was a little bit of angst there. They just needed a needle. And also it was interesting with Sydney did the same with GWS.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Rowston, who he was around the pick 30, people thought a good midfield player. Well, they actually put a bid in on him at pick 16. So then it forced GWS to go a little bit early, and it was interesting to see Adrian Caruso's face. Did you see? It was he looked a little bit deflated.
I wasn't taking that much notice of Caruso's face.
It meant that essentially the Giants kind of lost a pick in a way inside 20 because they thought that he would be out in the 30s, and the Giants had this big thing where they were going to get three really good players inside 20 and then hit Rouston later on. And then, so they've essentially lost a pick inside 20 as a result of it.
So we're going to take our man Costanti, we spoke to yesterday, and in the end, Sydney nabbed him. So
Sydney did
it's a real ploy by Sydney.
Yeah, they did it to Adelaide as well.
Yeah, Max McElhaney. So they've done it to Adelaide.
Well, then they traded the pick.
Yeah. So
yeah,
the pick's going everywhere. That was confusing for me, I've got to say, as a viewer. But
good luck watching the Australian Open this week then.
Oh, well, that's easy. I think bogey par in the rough.
I think the I think the mail is half, and Adrian Dodoro might be able to shed some more light on it, is that once it got past 15, it was a bit of a raffle. And, you know, Sydney, you talk about sort of holding grudges. Sydney did it to Adelaide, and it was essentially their pick they got for Jordan Dawson. So there was a bit going on there. I thought it was interesting that Hawthorn, Steve-O went and got that second pick inside 20. And they had maybe they didn't, but I kind of felt like they had a decision to make whether they went with the player that they ultimately went with, who's a hybrid defender, maybe a sort of a tall midfielder, or whether they go with Ben Allen's son. Because Ben Allen played 98 games at Hawthorn, so too short of father-son. But he was available there for Hawthorn once they went and traded up. But clearly they traded up to get Weddle.
Yeah, so,
rather than go Allen.
Locally charged. I would have thought they've taken Allen too, and I think if you're a Collingwood supporter out there this morning, you're just pinching yourself because Derek Hine, he couldn't hit the button quick enough to get Ed Allen. I mean, you get your 4 or 5 minutes there, and
he hasn't played a lot of footy, so he's one of those ones that...
Big unit, wasn't on.
Yeah, he looked good.
So upside, yes. It's a bit like Philippou. They're the two wild cards inside 20.
But he looked... obviously, he didn't play... He played one Colts game. They put him straight into... the WA team, and he dominated in there. So he's 194 centimetres, plays a bit like the Lizard up in Sydney, Nick Blakey, but potentially may have a bigger body than him once he gets going. So I think Collingwood really couldn't believe their luck there, getting that the tall utility. And then, of course, our man Costanti went to the Sydney Swans at number 20, and I thought it was just great coverage how... Yeah, you know, there was a handful of players not there, and then to go into the lounge rooms on Zoom, I think that really adds to it, half.
No, I quite like that part of it, I must admit. The initial response and the immediate emotion is a cool thing. There's, you know, the kids have been dreaming about this for years, and the families ride the wave with them. It's a nice part of it. I like that, I must admit.
Our man Ollie Hollins, who we spoke to about 10 days ago, he's off to Carlton.
How many men have we got? We've got a few men. We've
done well. Virtually they all went tonight, or last night.
I think the story of the draft, if you want a pure football story, is Jed Buslinger, your man from the Doggies.
This is amazing. I didn't know this until
Until last night. I must admit, I wasn't sort of glued in, but I was flicking across and coming back to it. And I came across this one, the Jed Buslinger one, the key defender from East Perth, who's now a Bulldog. A lot of key defenders now, the Bulldogs, just by the way. But he presented Adam Goods with his medal, premiership medal in 2006 as a NAB Oz kicker.
Yeah, little blonde. He was Oz kicker of the year.
Isn't that amazing?
That is
amazing, I reckon.
2012, I think it was.
Was it 12, was it?
So, yeah. That's,
yeah, it was too, you're right. Spot
yeah,
on.
So he did that with Goodsy, so maybe they could have got Hamish McLaughlin to come back and interview him. Sit on the boundary, just on his knees, little hammer.
Sitting in his little chair.
No, but it's great to see. But I agree. I'm not sure what... If I were the Bulldogs and I wasn't in the room, I would have taken a midfielder last night, I think. But I know they were tossing up whether they needed another key position player, but I think key back, they've got a few talls, young talls. Midfield's going to run out of depth at some stage.
Well, no, I don't think so. They've got heaps of midfield.
But there are so many midfielders in every draft. If you look at the draft, the top 20, most of them are midfielders. I think if you...
Do you know what they are these days? They're
hybrids.
Big body mids.
Big body mids.
Yeah, they're all tall.
But you know what I mean? Like, if you look at the draft, I reckon maybe 17 in the top 20 would be seen as midfielders, 16, 17. So you know that you can go into any draft and sort of blanket bomb it if you wanted to, if you felt you were short of midfielders.
Yeah, we've got a big early mail ahead, so I'll duck off half. But quickly, the Medi sub, well, it's just a normal sub now. So that's back. More concussion sub. And Nick Dacos is keeping number 35. That's common sense. That had to happen.
Well, it's the only part of that last 30 seconds that it makes any sense.
Yeah.
Because the Medi sub makes no sense. Going back to what they hated makes zero sense to me.
And I think this concert at Cool to Thunderdome, I reckon there was 500,000 people there. A lot of people say they were there and they weren't. And apparently they ran out of water, didn't they?
What a solo. Crank it up here. Come on. As we get to
where do we go? Where do we go now?
In your, cars at the moment. Just hands on the wheel, but just pretend you're rocking out. Come on.